You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is Tuesday. We refer to that as Camel Eve around here. All right, but in the meantime, let me jump over to my comments for the day. I'm going to open this one. It's really, I guess if I had to say, this is like a pep talk, all right? And I'll start off by saying I love a good movie. I don't know about y'all, but I love a good movie. Sometimes a movie is an escape. Sometimes it's a form of entertainment. But sometimes a movie is an excellent teaching device. I have a favorite book. It's called Spiritual Leadership. It's one of the ones that we have on the recommended reading list on rightsideradio.org. But Spiritual Leadership by Oswald Sanders. And I've taught studies in leadership from that book many times. But the most effective times have been when I chose to use movie clips that accentuated the points in the various chapters. You can imagine what it's like to have a great written piece that talks about leadership under duress or sacrificial leadership or leadership by example, but then you bring it all to life when you show clips from movies like Saving Private Ryan or Gladiator or The Last Castle. My church does this as well. We've been members of Church of the Highlands now for about 12 years. Every year they do a 3 to 4 week series called At the Movies, where the pastor does something similar, a sermon mixed with movie clips. We have popcorn and Cokes in the church, and the points just resonate so much clearer because you can not only hear the points being made, you can see them. Our pastor says Jesus used parables or storytelling to make his points and that this is a means of doing the same thing, and I agree. So let me tell you about a great one. It's one of the Rocky franchise movies, all right? Some of those were kind of over the top. A few of them were forgettable. But the character of Rocky, played by Sylvester Stallone, has endured because he's an overcomer who came from the school of hard knocks. He was just a normal guy. He was never afraid to just simply do what is right. Of all the Rocky movies, I think my favorite is the Swan Song movie that was just called Rocky Balboa. The movie picks up late in Rocky's life. He's retired from prize fighting. He's running a little Italian restaurant in Philly. And one night he stops in at a little dive bar back in the old neighborhood. He's surprised to find that the lady working behind the bar is the one he used to call Little Marie from the very first movie. She's a spunky one in the first movie who cussed him out on the street when he told her to go home and stay out of trouble. So he talks to her for a bit. He reminisces about the old neighborhood. And then he finds out she's about to walk home in the dark by herself. And Rocky, being a gentleman, he insists on giving her a ride home. But before he can do that, Rocky's recognized by a drunk thug at the bar who tries to call out the champ to impress the ladies. Rocky tries to ignore the loudmouth as he follows Rocky and Marie into the parking lot, cussing and throwing beer bottles. They get in Rocky's van, only to have that mess continue, at which point Rocky opens his door and Marie says, "Don't get out, it's all right." And then he uttered one of my favorite replies. He says, "No, little Marie, it ain't all right." And so Rocky went and rousted the guy and made him apologize. He got back in the van. That guy sends his apologies, he tells Marie. I love that scene. I think I like it so much because it was just a guy who saw a wrong and he realized that right is still right and it was his to deal with. Too often in today's world, we're told that wrong is now right and we're just to sit quietly and assume the position of subservience. But in truth, principles don't change with the whims of society. That's what makes them principles. By definition, a principle is a fundamental truth that serves as the foundation for a system of belief or behavior. Fundamental truths don't just go away because someone woke up one day and decided to tell the world to back down. The idea of owning your own truth, well, that's antithetical to principles. And yet daily, there are good people who stand by and watch because they're scared to get involved. They're afraid of making waves, hoping it will go away on its own. And let me tell you, bad news never gets better with time. Wrong is wrong, right is right, and it may be yours to deal with. As Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Legends are never told about people becoming heroes for having looked the other way. So is it uncomfortable to get involved? Sometimes. Will someone say something mean about you? Maybe. Will all of your efforts change the world? Maybe. But I do know this. You are guaranteed to miss 100% of the targets you don't shoot at. So quit worrying about changing the whole world. Just change yours. But if you think for a minute that you cannot make a difference, well, then you won't. It's much easier to be a victim. It's much easier to say that someone bigger, stronger, faster, smarter, richer, more experienced can do it better. Maybe. But maybe you're the one who sees it. Maybe it's yours to do. So, like, name your cause. Name your moment. Helping kids, supporting the needy, speaking out at a school board meeting, feeding the hungry, pushing back on woke policies, supporting our local first responders, checking on an elderly neighbor, running for office of any kind, mowing a neighbor's yard who's having a hard time, daring to tell a coworker that you're willing to pray for them, telling a bully to shut his mouth, calling your elected officials about a bill, working in a political campaign. I mean, the list is endless, but so are the needs. It doesn't matter whether it's a moment in time that needs on-the-spot attention or a major issue of systemic importance. Stop telling yourself you can't be involved or that you're somehow not worthy. There was another great scene in that movie, Rocky Balboa. It's probably one of the best life lesson moments of any movie I've ever seen. Rocky's son has grown up. He resents his dad having been in the limelight for so long. He feels that his own ability to make his own way in life is being hampered by his dad's notoriety. And in one amazing scene, Rocky's son stands out in the street and just tells his dad off, at which point Rocky gets quiet for a minute and he reflects. And then he tells his son about life, about making a difference, about getting rid of excuses, about being willing to do the hard things, even though they're hard. It was an epic moment, man. It was one of my favorite movie scenes, maybe of all time. So I'll read part of it to you. You just go ahead and imagine Rocky's voice, because I'm not going to do that. He said this. He said, quote, "Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean, nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always going to love you no matter what. No matter what happens, you're my son, you're my blood, you're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't going to have a life." I'm telling you, man, nobody says it like Rocky. I don't care who you are. I don't know who needed to hear that today, but there it is. Right is still right, but there are those that demand that we sit idly by while they tell us that wrong is the new right. They'll try to beat us down for daring to remind them that principles matter. Well, they do matter. But the only proof that we believe that they really matter is when we show the world that we're willing to stand up for them. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. There it is. I don't know why I was in a Rocky mood, I guess, today. But the bottom line is that speech. By the way, look it up. You can just Google Rocky Balboa speech to his son. It is a great scene. Like, to me, it's one of the best moments that Sylvester Stallone's had on screen. But the reality is the message resonates. Why? Because it's so true. It's because if we just let it keep happening, if we watch the world do what it's doing and we sit idly by and do nothing, well, I got news. Little Marie, that ain't all right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, let's not tell you what, though. All right, Boomer, let me ask you this. I was quoting the Rocky movie a while ago. So I know you're a movie aficionado. Yes. You and your family dig movies.
Oh, very much so. I love me a good movie.
All right, so if you had to pick a movie that motivates you.
Oh, man.
I know. Let me start. Let me back
okay,
up.
Okay.
I'll back up. All let me right. do this. Rocky movies. Of the Rocky movies, which one's your favorite?
Which one is the one with the Russian?
Oh, that's Rocky III.
Rocky III.
The reason why I know that is because years ago, when I was in high school, I worked in what was then known as the Madison Twin Theaters in Parkway City Mall in Huntsville, and we had Rocky III, and I bet I saw it 19,000 times.
It's so good. Like, the way he goes there.
I will
and then,
break you.
And then, you know, the Russians working out in his, like, cool way with all these gadgets and gizmos, and then Rocky's out there in the shed in the snow pulling wagons. I mean, all kinds of stuff. I just thought
that's
that was
the one where Apollo Creed died too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was Victor Drago or whatever his name was that killed him in the ring.
Right.
So inspiring movie overall, though.
Like, oh, man. Okay, so obviously I have a lot, but my all-time favorite is I love Gladiator.
Oh, yeah.
Gladiator.
Listen, I think... I think I said on the air once, when Gladiator came out, I was talking to a guy in my unit, right? We're standing there talking. Sergeant Major Geyser. And Geyser looks at me and goes, "Sir, have you seen Gladiator yet?" I said, "I haven't yet. Is it good?" And he goes, "Sir, I don't want to be a heretic or anything, but I think it might be better than Braveheart." I said, "Shut your mouth." He's like, "I'm not kidding you, sir."
Right.
And I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's good. It's good.
By the way, Jeremy from Huntsville just texted in and said it was Rocky IV that was the one with the Russian.
Rocky IV. Okay.
I could have sworn it was Rocky III.
But the Russian was the one that killed Apollo.
That was the dude.
That was the dude. Yeah, that big
one. That was the dude. Hey, text lines are open, by the way. That reminds me. I'll go ahead and tell you right now. If you want to text into the show, we'll take it. We got plenty of stuff happening out there that's worthy of your opinions, too. So 833-687-4448. That's the text line. That's 833-68-RIGHT. We got tons of stuff on tap today. And I'm looking like right now. I'm going to be doing a thing on woke education in a minute. And on my Twitter feed, Scott Buttram, who hosts this show, has hosted the show for me a couple times, he's actually got a Libs of TikTok video up with a teacher who says that she holds a gender and sexuality alliance club during class time in order to keep it discreet from parents who wouldn't approve. I'm just so sick of this stuff, man. Just stop. I got time for a call. One call on the line right now, bud. All right, I'll do that real quick. Line one, Mark from Madison. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, thank you very much, Phil. Right side ruffian through and through.
Outstanding.
I will say, I was going to correct about the Rocky, but somebody beat me to that one. It is Rocky III. Rocky III was the Mr. T one.
Right? That's right.
Yeah. So, but two inspirational movies, Rudy, the football movie, and then also Men of Honor, which was a really good military movie. I don't know if you remember Cuba Gooding Jr. about the sea diver.
Yeah.
Is a great, great movie. Both of them true stories. But the one comment I had, you know, just talking about the schools, I remember, like, when I was in school with my parents, you know, even when they had to do some of the sex ed stuff, there was at least the common courtesy of, hey, if your kids don't want to be, this day we're going to be talking about sexually transmitted diseases or the birds and the bees. If you don't want your kid involved,
yeah,
you know, fill out this form or whatever. And now it seems like they're skipping everything. And the one thing that just frustrates me is, like, I'm very conservative. I'm a Christian, but some of these things, I don't know if it's our fight as much as it's God's fight on some of these things. But it just, the thing that I hate is that they're claiming for equality, but they don't want equality.
No.
They want to be higher. They want to get more. And that's what's so frustrating to me. And, you know, I look at it as a taxpayer. I mean, at some point, we're going to have some kind of revolt in that side and say, okay, well, then the schools don't get funded. If you don't at least somewhat keep common decency in here and just teach math and chemistry and all these things. I don't need you teaching my religion. I don't need you teaching my political views. Just get these kids good grades so they get into college.
Yeah, and the bottom line is it also indicates a clear lack of respect for the parents. Like, we're going to do this. We don't care what you think, or we'll talk to you afterwards, or maybe your kids will tell you. We don't want to tell you. It just it boggles my mind. Hey, Mark, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate you very much.
And thanks, Phil.
Hey, and the movies he mentioned too, by the way, I was saying to you off the air, Rudy.
Rudy.
I still remember when I saw Rudy the first time. I watched it like I rented it on VHS. And then I watched it, and I looked at Charlene. I said, I want our son to watch that every day for the rest of his life.
So good.
That was so good. It was a true story. But anyway.
We could go on and on about movies.
I could. I mean, and it's not like I live for the next movie or anything, but when I find a good movie, man, that's just worth inspiring me, and I, like, you know, okay, by the way, going to break right now, Tombstone. Come on.
Come on.
I'm your Huckleberry. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.